Okay, well, like I said, I think I've got a little bit more, in me left for tonight, so what the heck, I think we'll, oh yes, I think we got, I think I've got at least another half hour in me, if not a bit more, so, yes, yeah, this is, it's funny, like I said earlier, I was kind of like feeling rather puny here before, but somehow getting up here and getting the headset on and the microphone up in front of me kind of energizes me a bit more. So we're just going to go ahead here and just play a bit more. And this one here is one by Toby Keith. I think this is one we just all need to appreciate more.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone. Up and at 'em bright and early, I'm all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money, there's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory, I just do it anyway. Providing for our futures, my responsibility. Yeah, I'm real good under pressure, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Mondays when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid, hey, I'm steady, hey, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost, I know the sacrifice. Boy, and I don't wanna die for you, but if dying's asking me, with honor, cause freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier, an American, beside my brothers and my sisters, I will proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front lines, sleep in peace tonight.
Trying to find, what was it, Angel Flight. Gonna have to dig around a bit more here on my machine. I know I've got it here someplace, but sometimes it's kind of hard to find. Sorry if I sound tin canny. I'm not sure. It's probably because of the cheap mic that's on my headset here. Still got to get the good mic figured out here, how to get that one set up. Anyway, for now, let's go ahead and a little bit of a Star of the County Down. Since our Texas man made it in here, I got one just for you, Conk. Here you go.
Oh! you. Deep in the heart of Texas reminds me of the one I love. Deep in the heart of Texas.
Oh, yeah. Watch that little horse, he'll throw you.
Texas. So, well, here's one that kind of describes me sometimes. And then maybe we'll, I'll see if I can find that other one I just mentioned.
I often take these night shift walks when the foreman's not around. I turn my back on the coaling stacks and make for open ground. Far out beyond the tank farm fence where the gas flare makes no sound. I forget the stink and I always think back to that eastern town. I remember back 6 years ago this western life I chose. And every day the news would say some factory's gone to close. Well, I could have stayed to take the dough, but I'm not one of those. I did nothing free and that makes me an idiot, I suppose. So I bid farewell to the eastern town I never more will see. But work I must, so I eat this dust and free refinery. I miss the green in the woods and streams, and I don't like cowboy clothes. But I like being free, and that makes me an idiot, I suppose. Come all you fine young fellers who've been beaten to the ground. This western life's no paradise, but it's better than lying down. All the streets aren't clean and there's nothing green, and the hills are dirty brown. But the government dole will rot your soul back there in your hometown. So bid farewell to the eastern town you never more will see. Respect and a steady check in this refinery. You will miss the green and the woods and streams, and the dust will fill your nose. But you'll be free and just like me, an idiot, I suppose.
Fondness for Stan Rogers. Yeah, the man was, he had some golden pipes there. And speaking of golden pipes, Concretin, this one's just for you. I managed to have my recorder rolling one night, and I managed to catch this.
Oh, my grandmother, she at the age of 83 was taken ill and died. After she was dead, well, of course, the will was read by a lawyer as we all stood by his side. To my brother it was found she had left £100, the same unto my sister I declare. But when he came to me, the lawyer said, I see she has left to you her old armchair. How they tittered, how they chaffed, how my brother and my sister laughed when they heard the lawyer declare Granny only left to me her old armchair. Well, I thought it hardly fair, and I said I didn't care, and in the evening took the chair away. My brother at me laughed, and he said, it will come useful, Johnny, someday, when you settle down in life and you find a girl to be your wife. You'll find it very handy, I declare, on a cold and winter night when the fire is burning bright. You can sit in your old armchair. What the lawyer said was true, for in a year or two, strange to say, I settled down in married life. At first a girl did court, and then a ring I bought, took her to the church and made her my wife. Now de girl and me are as happy as can be, and when my work was over, each night I stay home. And seated in my old armchair, one night the chair fell down. When I picked it up, I found the seat had fallen out. Upon the floor, before my eyes, lay, to my surprise, a lot of notes, £1,000 or more. When my brother heard of this, the poor fella, I confess, nearly went wild rich and with rage and tore his hair. But I only laughed at him, and I said, oh, Jim, don't you wish you had the old armchair? How they tittered, how they chaffed, how my brother and my sister laughed when they heard the lawyer declare Granny not only left to me their old armchair. No more they pittered, no more they laughed, no more my brother and my sister laughed when they heard the lawyer declare Granny had only left to me her old armchair.
Yeah. Well, Conk, hope you'll forgive me for going ahead and playing that one on you, but you asked for it. Oh, yeah. Well, actually, I like that, Jim. It's a good one. And, actually, the grandson's listened to it already, and he thought it was great, too. So, what can we say? Nothing like the good old tunes. So, anyway. Well, gee, I'm, like I said, I'm starting to feel a little bit more energized, so I think perhaps, maybe we'll even run it all the way up here for an hour. We'll see. Well, I'm going to go ahead here and do another one of the people I enjoy listening to, Heather Alexander.
Firebird knows your anger, and the firebird feels and your feelings draw her near. But hate and fear and fury only make her flame and fly. You must rule your heart, magician, or by her brighter wings you will die. Now the cold drake lives in silence, and he feeds on dark despair. Where the shadows fall the bleakest, you will find the cold drink there. For he seeks to chill your spirit and to lure you down to death. Learn to rule your soul, magician, ere you dare the cold drink's breath. Griffin, he is a proud beast, he's master of the sky, and no one can forget the sight who has seen the Griffin fly. But his will is formed in magic, and not mortal flesh and bone. And if you would rule the Griffin, will, you must first control your own. The Kyrie is a creature with a soul both old and wise. You must never think to fool him, for he sees through all disguise. If you seek to call so be certain you are worthy, or the Kyrie will not come.
Copy of either Barbara Allen or Greensleeves here. Of course, I'll have to dig for it a little bit, but that would be very, very possible to do. So let me do this. I'll go ahead here and check for those, and let's see here. Get myself organized here. I'll tell you what. I'll drop a couple here just for now in between here while I go ahead and see if I can dig those out. A little bit of Blues Brothers.
An old cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day. On a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When saw a plowing through the ragged skies and up the cloudy draw.
Yet we are
the ghost burns in the sky. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky. For he saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cry. Their faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, and shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught them yet. Cause they got to ride forever in that range up in the sky. On horses snorting fire, as they ride on, hear their cry. As the riders loped on by him, he heard one call his name. You wanna save your soul from hell or riding on a range? Then cowboy, change your ways today or with us you will ride. I'm trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies.
Yippee-yi-yi,
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 yippee-yi-yi-yi. Ghost riders in the sky.
Brothers never fail to put a grin on my face. And yes, well, you asked for green sleeves, so I did find that one quickly. Doreen McKenna, in McKenna's version.
Alas, my love.
2 years ago, I uttered the phrase too late as a warning that silver and gold prices would soon skyrocket, and thus they have this year. With our current financial predicament, you might want to consider someone who supplies silver American Eagles and other precious metals, a family dealer up in Mount Vernon, Indiana. Just Measures Coin Shop. Call Bobby at 812-305-7091 or click on the link at my homepage at johngaultfla.com.
Well, I figured it was time. I should probably get another of the station IDs in here. So, yeah, as we all know, we're listening to Just Measures Radio. So, so yes. Well, tell you what. Like I said, I had some of these other ones that were some more of the Ren Faire type tunes, which again, kind of suitable for a Saturday night when the littles aren't around to listen.
The Scotsman clad in kilt left the pub one evening fair. One could tell by how he walked that he'd drunk more than his share. He stumbled off until he could no longer keep his feet. He stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside the street. Ring-ding, diddle-diddle-i-dee-o, ring-di-dilly-i-o. He stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside the street. About that time, two young and buxom lassies passing by. One says to the other with a twinkle in her eye.
See yon sleeping Scotsman, so strong and handsome built. Well, I wonder if it's true that they don't wear beneath their kilts.
Ring-ding, diddle-diddle-i-dee-o, ring-di-dilly-i-o. I wonder if it's true what they don't wear beneath their kilts.
So we crept upon that sleeping Scotsman quiet as can be, and lifted up his kilt about an inch so we could see. There behold, for us to view beneath that Scottish skirt, was nothing more than God had graced him with upon his birth.
A ring-ding, diddle-diddle-i-dee-o, ring-di-dilly-i-o, was nothing more than God had graced him with upon his birth.
Well, we marveled for a moment, then I said we must be gone. Let's leave a present for our friend before we move along. As a gift, we left a blue silk ribbon tied in a bow. Around that bonny star, the Scotsman jumped to the left and show.
Ring-ding, diddle-diddle-i-dee-o, ring-di-dilly-i-o. Around that bonny star, the Scotsman jumped to the left and show.
The Scotsman woke to nature's call, and he stumbled towards the trees. Behind the bush he lifts his kilt and he gawks at what he sees. And in a startled voice he cries, "Oh, what's before me eyes?"
"Oh, lad, I don't know where you've been, but I see you won first prize."
"Woo!" "Ring-ding, diddle-diddle-i-dee-o, ring-di-dilly-i-o."
"Oh, lad, I don't know where you've been, but I see you won first prize."
Where's your trousers? At the window, at the window, low. Through the streets of my kilt I go. All that I see, say hello. Donald, where's your trousers?
Oh, I come down from the isle of Skye. I'm not very big and I'm awfully shy. All the lads say like goodbye.
Donald, where's your trousers? At the window, at the window, low. Through the streets of my kilt I go. All the lads see, say hello. Donald, where's your trousers?
I went to a fancy ball, it was the brie in the hall. I was afeard that I might fall, cause I had me on no trousers.
The window high, let the window low, through the streets of my kilt I go. All I see, say hello, Donald, where's your trousers?
I went down to London town to have a little fun on the underground. All the lads to turn the head around saying,
"Donald, where's your trousers?"
The window high, let the window low, through the streets of my kilt I go. All I see, say hello, Donald, where's your trousers?
The lassies love me, everyone. Highland takes me if they can.
Yeah, right.
You gotta take a break, being a Highlandman.
Sing the Donald, where's your trousers? The window high, let the window low. Through the streets of my kilt I go. All the lassies say hello. Donald, where's your trousers? The window high, let the window low. Through the streets of my
till taco. All the lassies say hello. Bumble, where's your trousers? Bumble, where's your trousers?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, well, let's see. You ladies seemed to enjoy this one last night, and I saw you discussing this in the chat room earlier. So, and actually this week, Tonic will get to hear one, too, that that you ladies appreciated last night.
When I was in my teenage years, I did just what I should. I listened to my mother, and I was kind and sweet and good. And my friends and I did rituals, and I prayed with all my might that this would be the evening that she'd stop along her flight. Well, that was several years ago, and that chick's long overdue. And it's time I came to terms with something plainly clear to you. The Boop Fairy never came for me. No, the Boop Fairy never came for me. Okay, I'm spunky, and I'm cute, and I've got a great personality. The Boop Fairy never came for me. When we were the third house on a country drive, I thought, maybe she just got lost. So I hung my bra on the mailbox till the neighbors took it off. And all my friends got visits and expanded through the years. And left me wailing to the gods by training bras at Sears. Still I harbor hopes she'll come for me, I know she will. I'd get 'em done myself if she'd agree to foot the bill. The Boop Fairy never came for me. No, the Boop Fairy never came for me. Look, I wasn't wanting balance, just a cute curvaceous bee. But the Boop Fairy never came for me. Isn't a song about boobs? Not really. The boobs are just a set of metaphors to symbolize everyone's fear of human inadequacy. Hey, we've all felt the pain of being dissed by one fairy or another. So during the next refrain, I want you to join in with me with your own fairy that never paid a call. Maybe it's the height fairy or the buttons. Then maybe it's the pectoral or hair fairy. Or maybe some other fairy you just want to mumble about. Look, nobody's going to ask you to enunciate. And sisters, I don't want you feeling alienated right now because you happen to be full-figured. Just change the line to the Boop Fairy just wouldn't let me be, or the Boop Fairy became obsessed with me. Okay, here comes the refrain. Everybody, join in. The Boop Fairy never came for me. No, the Boop Fairy never came for me. Though the Hip Fairy came two times, and the Thigh Fairy came three. The Boop Fairy never came for me. That Boop Fairy never came for me.
Yeah, like I said in the chat room here, I think I got visited by the Belly Fairy once too often. But busy working on getting rid of that too, so. Now, here's another one that I'd had that, like I said, there's some of the more of the Ren Faire type songs. And, again, this is one that I've actually heard this one two or three times on the Simply Folk show on Wisconsin Public Radio. So I think we're probably fairly safe in this one.
Well, I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long way from home, and if you don't like me, well, leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll drink when I'm dry, and moonshine don't kill me, I'll live till I die. I've been a moonshiner for many's the year, I've spent all me money on whiskey and beer. I go to some hall and I sit on me still, and I make the old gallon with tinkling bell. I'm a gambler, I'm a long way from home.
I'll be alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll drink when I'm dry, and the moonshine don't kill me, I'll live till I die. If the ocean was moonshine and I was a duck, well, I'd swim to the bottom and I'd never come up. No woman to follow and the world is all mine, and I love none so well as I love me moonshine. Well, I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long way from home, and if you don't like me, well, leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll drink when I'm dry, and the moonshine don't kill me, I live till I die. I'm a gambler, I'm a long way from home, and if you don't like me, well, leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll drink when I'm dry, and the moonshine don't kill me, I'll live till I die.
Moonshine, oh, how I love thee. You killed me for happy, but there you try me. God bless all moonshiners, God bless all moonshine. What a breath spells as sweet as the dew on the vine. I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long way from home. And if you don't like me, well, leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll drink when I'm dry, and the moonshine don't kill me, I live till I die. There's moonshine for Eliza, there's moonshine for Kay. There's moonshine for Molly and a roll in the hay. Moonshine for breakfast, there's moonshine for tea. There's moonshine be hearty for you and for me. Well, I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long way from home. And if you don't like me, well, leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll drink when I'm dry. And the moonshine don't kill me, I live till I die. I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long way from home. And if you don't like me, well, hold me at home. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll drink when I'm dry. When the moonshine don't kill me, I'll live till I die.
Or not, that they salt your sweet or more juicy, or what do you say, room folk? Well, from down on the spot, do burgers taste better than gyros or not? A dragon has come to a village today. We'd like him to leave, but he won't go away. He talked to our king and they worked out a deal. No homes will he burn and no stock will he steal. Now there is but one catch, we dislikes it a bunch. Twice a year he invites him a virgin for lunch. We don't have much choice, so this deal we'll respect. But we can't help but wonder and pause to reflect. Do virgins taste better than gals or not? Are they saltier, sweeter, more juicier? What do you say for them folk? We'll come down on the spot. Do virgins taste better than gals or not? Now we'd like to be rid of you, and many have tried, but no one can get through your thick, scaly hide. We hope that someday a brave soul will come by, cause we can't wait around till you're too fat to fly. Now you have such good taste in your women, for sure. They always are pretty, they always are pure. But your notion of dining, it makes us all flinch. Your favorite entree is a barbecued wench. So tell us. Do virgins taste better than gals or not? Are they saltier, sweeter, more juicier? What do you savor them? Oh, we'll come down on the spot. Do virgins taste better than gals or not? Now we've got us a plan and it works out so neat. If you'll settle for nothing but virgins to eat, no more will our numbers grow ever so small. We'll simply make sure there's no virgins at all. Do virgins taste better than gals or not? Are they saltier, sweeter, more juicier? What do you savor them? So whoop them down on the spot. Do virgins taste better than gals or not? Do virgins taste better than gals or not? Are they saltier, sweeter, more juicier? What do you savor them? So whoop them down on the spot. Do virgins taste better than gals or not?
Like I said, I've heard that one played, at least the one, Do Virgins Taste Better. I actually heard that on public radio a couple times already. So I think perhaps at this point I should probably just start, oh, shall we say, winding myself down here a little bit. So we're just going to do probably a couple more tunes here, one from Alabama, you know, for when it all goes south, and maybe something from the Bellamy Brothers as well. So, take care, and thanks for putting up with me for an extra hour here tonight. Like I said, I was finally feeling somewhat energized. Earlier today, I was just kind of feeling a little puny around the edges. So, again, thank you much, and we'll see you all tomorrow morning, probably, with listening to Bobby's show, you know. So anyway, here we go, Alabama.
It'll creep up on you like a kudzu vine, even miles above the Mason-Dixon line. Till one day you're craving Harmony Grip, you're scanning the jukebox for George Jones hit. Drinking Jack Black, trying to kick back, till the condo's looking like a shotgun shack. You'll be one of us no matter where you're at. When it all goes south, state you're in, one day the South's gonna rise again. There's a Wall Street wonder boy sitting up north, throwing darts like a monkey at a stockman board. He's got two homes, car loans and debt, and his third divorce ain't even final yet. Trade his MBA for an SUV on a backwoods road down in Tennessee, cause man, Manhattan ain't the place to be. When it all goes south, brother right now. Vicksburg, Birmingham, Natchez, and Savannah, Panama City, y'all, it sure looks pretty in the sunshine, getting Dixie fried. Get yourself some Rebel Pride. When it all goes south,
like a party yeah, at the Mississippi mine.
When it all goes south,
you'll be singing the blues, cause it's in your blood.
I really don't matter what state you're in, one day the South's gonna
falling on hard times.